Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Neil Heaton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Baines reaches second base with a double. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Cangalosi moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. Cangalosi scores. Nichols moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti has Nichols trapped. There's the throw to Reed and back to Gagne, who tags Nichols for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Moorman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams pinch hits for Harold Baines. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing right field. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 3 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington pinch runs for Al Woods. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.